Today's Shir Masechta Menachos Daf Nun Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph at the Mishnah, the top of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah, Yesh Tuna Shemen Levinam, that certain carbon mincha require both Shemen and Levina placed in them. Yesh Shemen V'loy Levina, that certain carbon mincha that require Shemen but no Levina. And then there's certain that have Levina V'loy Shemen. Certain minchas have levina, but they don't have any shemen. And then there are those that have loy levina v'loy shemen, that they have neither, not levina, not shemen. The Rash Mishantz points out that even though our Mishnah is speaking about shemen and levina, there's a fundamental difference, as we're going to be learning through our shir, between shemen and levina. Shemen, the oil, is part of the Karban Mincha. It's absorbed into the Karban Mincha. The Levina is not part of the Karban Mincha. The Mincha, by those Minchas that require Levina, has to have Levina brought along. And I saw the Rashba, in fact, asks, when we speak about the Levina, does it mean that the Levina becomes part of the Karban Mincha? Or what does it mean is that there's aloch to bring levina, but it's not part of the carbon mincha. The Rash Mishantz continues to explain. We're going to learn later in our Masechta, we've mentioned this aloch previously, that if somebody brings a carbon mincha, not of just one isar in a flour, but of 60 isar in a flour, he has to bring along with it 60 loig of shemen. So he points out, that's the halacha regarding the shemen and the flour. They travel together. Every sarna flour requires a like shemen. But if somebody brings this very large karban mincha that has 60 isroinim of flour, he only has to bring one kaimitz of levina. And the Rash Mishantz, explaining it according to his understanding, it's very geschmack. Because the shemen and the sarin of flour are part of the Karban Mincha, and therefore every sarin requires its own like shemen. The Levina, as we've been quoting the Rash Mishantz say, is separate. And that is a din that Karban Mincha has to have the Levina. It doesn't make a difference what size that Karban Mincha is. Ve'ele tuna shemen levina, which are the Karban Minchas that require both shemen and levina minchas, the sayla. If a person just said he's going to bring a carbon mincha. So the way Rashi learns is that the standard carbon mincha is the mincha soilus, as the Torah HaKadosh says. The aloch is nefesh ki sakr v'yotzik l'Hashem v'nosan l'levainam. And therefore, the pasuk says the word nefesh. Based on this, Rashi says that the standard carbon mincha, if one did not specify what type of mincha he means to bring, the standard of Karban Mincha is the Minchas Soilus. Even though, as the Rishash points out, that this is actually a subject of a Machloikis later in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Dalar on the base, Tanakhama says somebody who obligated himself to bring Karban Mincha without identifying which one, can any bring anyone that he wants? Yehuda says he brings Minchas Soilus, and obviously Rashi here is teaching us, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, even though it says the Rishash, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. But then I saw that the Zevach Toida actually says, the reason Rashi is teaching us, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is because Rashi actually holds the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And since the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, he very much explains when somebody says he's bringing Karban Mincha without identifying which kind, Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that it means a Mincha Soilus. Hamachvas, if somebody is going to bring a Karban Mincha Machvas, and as we've discussed in our shir a number of times, a Machvas represents a fried Karban Mincha. But when we speak about a Karban Mincha that's fried, it can be brought in one of two ways. It can be fried on a frying pan, which is a machvas, or it could be fried in a macheshes. Macheshes is a deep fryer. For chalas, rikikin, chalas are making loaves. Rikikin challahs are making loaves that are mixed with oil. Rikikin are like wafers that are smeared with oil. Michas kahanim, the kohen that brings the carbon mincha. And what we mean here is that the carbon kohen brings any of the kinds of carbon minchas that we just discussed. But as we've learned many times, unlike when a Yisrael brings a carbon mincha, we take off a koimitz, which is burnt on the mizbeach, and then the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim, michas kohanim, even though it's the same type of mincha as any of the other type of mincha that we've been identifying in our shiur today. The halacha by those carbon mincha is that the entire mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. Mechas Kayim Mashiach, which we also discussed earlier in our Masechta, that's the Kavim Minchas Chavitim, which is brought every day by the Kohen Gadol, which is made up of a Nisaron of flour and three Loigim of Shemen. We learned that it's fried and baked. We had a Machlokes which comes first. And again, that and half of it is brought in the morning and half of it is brought in the afternoon. Mechas Av Kechavim, if a Nachri donated a Kavim Mincha, Michas Nashim, if a woman donated a Kavim Mincha, and Michas Omer, we know the Mincha that was born on the second day of Pesach from Omer of Bali, Chadash, new Bali, and from then on we could eat the Chadash. The Karen Ira explains that since the Michas Kohanim is completely burnt, so we would think that since it's completely burnt, maybe it doesn't require Shemen and Levainam. That's why the Mishnah has to teach us that even the Michas Kohanim requires Shemen and Levainam. Another point that is made is that even though the Michas Omer is not a Michas Yochid, it's a Mincha of the Tzibur, still the Aloch is that it requires Shemen and Levainam. The Mefarshim focus on what is said here about the Michas Ovi Kechavim. The Karen Ira actually says that there's no chiddush that the Michas Ovi Kechavim Michas Noshim requires Shemen Levina. They're no different than any other Kavim Mincha. The others explain that since there's a big question often discussed, which type of carbon does a Nachri bring? There's some that suggest that a Nachri only brings a carbon oil up, and he can't bring any other carbon. That's why it was necessary for our Mishnah to say that our Mishnah holds that a Nachri can bring a carbon mincha, and when he brings it, it's treated the same way as a mincha that's brought by Yisrael. Michas Nesachim, as we've also learned many times, whenever somebody brings a carbon, he has to bring along with it Michas Nesachim. The halacha is that carbon mincha, Tuna Shemen ve'ein Tuna Levina, has to have Shemen ve'no Levina. Lechem Aponim, every Shabbos they rotate, they put on the new Lechem Aponim and take off the old Lechem Aponim. Tuna Levina, we know that Shnei Bezichei Levina put on top of the Shulchan, which are burnt every Shabbos. So there's a div of Levina, ve'ein Tuna Shemen, it doesn't have to have Shemen. And again, this is another proof to a concept that we've discussed previously, that the lechem aponim are considered a type of a karban mincha. Shtei lechem, which we spoke about, that are brought on Shavuos or Michas Chayta, by certain aveiros, the carbon that a person brings, if he did the aveir b'shogig, is a karban oil of yared. A karban oil of yared depends on the person's financial situation. If he could afford it, he brings the animal as a carbon. If not, he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, then he brings a mincha carbon oil of yared, and that's called a minchas chayta. Minchas kanas is when a chayta is part of the process. If her husband identifies her as a chayta, the halacha is that it has to bring a carbon mincha, but these carbon minchas ain't tuna like Shem v'loy levoina. Says the Gemara Amar Papa Kalhecha the Tanan, wherever the Mishnah says the number that we have to bring chalas, the halach is Esa Tanan. We have to bring 10 chalas. That's the way Rashi learns Peshat in the Mishnah. There are others that say that that the Mishnah, when it means Esser, what the proper means to say is that there are 10 types of Korban Mincha. And now Rav Shimon is going to say, well, I don't hold that there's 10 types of Korban Minchas. I actually hold there are 11 types of Korban Mincha. The Sukkim of Shimon says the Gemara, our Mishnah, what the Papa is saying is contrary to what Rav Shimon said, because according to Rav Shimon, there's 11. Because there's one type of Korban Mincha, which the 10 chalas you bring are not either all 10 chalas or 10 rikikin. You have mechz chalan or mechz rikikin. You have you can bring half chalas and half rikikin. Kamashmon deloy. So again, according to Rashi's pshat, you have to bring always 10. The Tan of Amishna says you always have to bring 10 of the same type. And Reb Shimon says you don't have to bring 10 of the same type. You could combine 5 chalas and 5 rikikin. According to the other pshat, according to our Mishnah, there's 10 types of Korban Mincha. But according to Reb Shimon, you could bring a Korban Mincha, which is half chalas and half rikikin. You actually have 11 types of Korban Mincha. A Mishnah taught us that the Michas Nesachim, the Lechem, upon him, the Shtei Lechem, are not the same as all other Korban Minachos regarding the halachos of Shemen Levoina. Says the Gemara, from where do we know this halacha? Tan Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, by the Michas HaOmer, the Pasuk says, when the Sata Lech Shemen, to teach us, on the Michas HaOmer, do we put Shemen? V'loi Lechem upon him Shemen. But the Lechem upon him does not have Shemen. Shiyachal, one could have made an argument, V'loi Dinhu, the Michas Nesachim doesn't have Levoina. Still, it requires Shemen, Lechem upon him, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah. Shetan Levoina, that does have Levoina. Certainly, and it didn't Shetan Shemen. It should also require to have Shemen. Tamaloyma, that's why the Pasuk by the Michas Aymer says the word Aleha, to teach us Aleha Shemen, on the Michas Aymer Shemen is placed, V'loi Alechem upon him Shemen, but not on the Lechem upon him. The Torah also says by the Michas Aymer, V'samta Aleha Levoina. Aleha, to teach us Aleha Levoina, on the Michas Aymer Levoina is placed, V'loi a Michas Nesachim Levoina. But we don't put Levoina on the Michas Nesachim. Shiyachal, an argument can made, V'loi Dinhu, Ma Lechem upon him Shein Ton Shemen. The Lechem upon him that doesn't, as we just said, doesn't have Shemen. Still ton levoina, nichz nesachim shetuna shemen ain't ton shetuna levoina. Tam leimer, alea levoina. This carbon has levoina for loy al nichz nesachim levoina. The nichz nesachim does not have levoina. The pasuk says nesata la shemen santa levoina minchahi. The words minchahi are superfluous. The pasuk before already said that this is a pasuk that we're speaking about a Korban Mincha. The pasuk before already says, Vim takrav minchas bikurim l'Hashem. So these words, mincha, he are extra, teaches us, mincha l'rabbis mincha shvi'i l'levoina. On the 8th day of the Meluim, when Klal Yisrael inaugurated the Bishkan, they brought a mincha, and the Torah is teaching us that on that Korban Mincha, they put shemen l'levoina. He, what do we learn from the word mincha, he? What do we learn from the word he? Loyotzi shtei lechem, that are brought on shvuas, and loyotanu lo shemen v'loyna, they don't have to have shemen levoyna. The Taisus asks a question. The Gemara is teaching us a special limud, that the shtei lechem doesn't have to have shemen levoyna. Why, asks Taisus, will we think that it does have to have shemen levoyna? There's no posik indicating that we require shemen levoyna. Says Taisus, because maybe we should learn the halacha of shtei halachem from the Michas Ha'omer. And just like the Michas Ha'omer we're learning in our shir, require shemen and levoina, so too should the shtei halachem require shemen and levoina. And to understand this answer a little better, it means as follows. We know that the purpose of the Michas Ha'omer is from when the Michas Ha'omer is brought, they're allowed to eat the Chadosh. And from when the Shtei Lechem are brought, they're allowed to bring Kabbonis from the Chadosh. So we see that there's a connection between these two Kabbonis, regarding Hilchas Chadosh. So since there's this connection, we would think if Michas HaOmer requires Shem Levoina, so too the halacha should be by the Shtei Lechem. That's what. That's why Gemara had to teach us that the Shtei Lechem are not requiring to have Shem and Levoina. But then the Karen Oira asks, when we speak about other carbon mincha, we burn the part of the mincha, the koimitz or whatever, on the mizbeach, and that's the type of carbon mincha that requires Shem and Levoina. But when we speak about the Shtei Lechem, they're just eaten. There's nothing burnt. So why would we compare them? Well, why would we compare it to other carbon mincha that's burnt? And he doesn't really answer that question. Amar, so Gemara analyzes this brisa. The pasuk says Aleo, and for that we're going to, on the mincha Omer, we put shemen. The loy alechem upon him shemen. We don't put shemen on the lechem upon him. Ema, that's the Gemara. Maybe the way to learn the psukim is aleh shemen, v'loy amichas koyin shemen. Maybe the Torah means to teach us that when the koyin brings a carbon mincha, it doesn't have shemen. And as we explained them in the Mishnah, the reason we would think so is because since the carbon mincha's koyin is completely burnt, maybe it's treated differently. Answers the Gemara, mistaber michas koyin have aleh rebuyi. It makes sense to say that the michas koyin has to have all of the rules of a carbon mincha shemen levina shekeni sarin, just like all other carbon mincha are brought with a sarin flour, so too is the michas koyin kli. Both of them, the ingredients are put into kli shoris to prepare. Both of them, the halacha is that michutz, they're not done inside the beis hamikdash, whereas the lechem haponim is done in the beis hamikdash. The lechem haponim has much more than one isorin. Each chal itself has two isorinim, and the lechem upon him is not made in a kli sharis. Tzura, that the both kachi kadoshim, and then time of the michas koyin and the michas and the regular kabin mincha, the michas oimer is one day in one night. Where and then afterwards, if it's not consumed, then you have to burn it. The lechem upon him, we know, is kept on the shulchan all week long. Another halacha which we're going to be discussing is Hagosha, the halacha by Kabbal Michas, Michas Ha'omer, and Michas Ha'omer, and Michas Kanim. There's a rule that you have to bring that carbon next to the Mizbeach. And Lishim, the carbon, part of the carbon, as we've been discussing, is burnt by Michas Ha'omer, the Kaimitz, by the Michas, the Michas Koyin, Michas Kohanim is completely burnt. The Lechem upon him, no part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach. Therefore, suggests the Gemara, the match between Michas Kohat and Michas Hoimer is a much better match than the match between Lechem upon him and Michas Hoimer. Argues the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make a counter argument. Adrabba lechem aponim avel rebuyi. We could suggest that the lechem aponim should be more similar to the michas oimer, shekein tzibura. The lechem aponim and michas oimer are both carbonas that are brought by the tzibur. The michas kahanim is a carbon that's brought by the kohen himself. Chayva, the lechem aponim and the michas oimer are carbonas that we are obligated to bring, whereas the kahanim don't have to bring their carbon. Tamya, the Michas Oim and the Lechem upon him, a doicha tumma, and that if most of Klai Yisrael, even if Klai Yisrael is tamei, you could bring those carbon mincha, not the Michas Kahanim. Dochel, the Michas Ha'omer and the Lechem upon him have parts that are eaten. The Lechem Michas Kahanim is not that way. Pigula, the Michas Ha'omer, where the Kaimitz makes it edible, and one of the halachos that we've learned extensively when we speak about pigul, only of carbon that has a matter, that something else that makes it mutter is subject to pigul. The Michas Ha'omer, the Kaimitz makes a mutter. The Lechem upon him, the burning of the Bezichei Levina make it mutter to be eaten. So they have a matter. since they have a matter, the subject to Hilchas Pigel. The Mixed Kahana, which we keep on discussing, is completely burnt, so it doesn't have a matter. If it doesn't have a matter, it's not subject to Hilchas Pigel. The Shapsa, the Mixas Aymer is brought even on Shabbos. The Lechem Aponim, of course, is done on Shabbos. But the Mixas Kahanim is not burnt on Shabbos. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the Mixas Aymer and the Lechem Aponim, the Bezich HaLevanim and the Lechem Aponim, are brought, are done on Shabbos. Whereas and when we speak about the Lechem Aponim, most Mefarshim, the Brisker Rav, says we're talking about the burning of the Bezichin. The burning of the Bezichin is certainly an act of Chil Shabbos, but we're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Putting the Lechem on the Shulchan, even though it's done on Shabbos, but that doesn't involve any Chil Shabbos. And therefore it doesn't say that's not what it's meant by Shabbos. So now we have a lot of reasons to compare the Mechus Kahanim to Mechus Aymer rather than comparing the Lechem Aponim to Mechus Aymer. So we're back to where we started. Why are we saying that we're learning from the Mechus Aymer to Mechus Kahanim? Maybe we should learn from the Mechus Aymer to the Lechem Aponim. Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, by the Mechus Aymer, which we said previously is the standard Karban Mincha, the Nefshki Sak of Karban Mincha of Yotzegala Shemin. So we learned the Nechvesh refers to a mincha that's brought by an individual, which is the case of the Minchas Kohanim, but not the case of Lechem Aponim. Amamar, we also learned in the Braisa, Alea Levina, on the Minchas Levina's place, Valmai Amichas Nesachim Levina. On the Minchas Nesachim, we don't put Levina. Ema, but ask the Gemara, maybe the way to understand this Pasuk is to teach us Alea Levina. On the Minchas Aymer, we put Levina. We don't put Levina on the Mechus Kahanim. Answers the Gemara. Mestaber Mechus Kahanim Havel Rebellion. It makes more sense to say that the Mechus Kahanim require Levina just like the Mechus Aymer. Shekain is Sorin Balal Beloig. Both are made out of a Sorin of flour mixed with a Loig of Shemen. The Mechus Nesachim that's brought with a carbon is made with an isarn of flour with three loigim of shemen. And if it's an animal that was an aisle that was brought, the mechus nesachim are two isarnim of flour with four loigim of oil. If it's brought bakar, it's three isarnim with six loigim shemen. Furthermore, mugash, the mechus kahanim and mechus aymer are both the type of kabanas that are brought next to the mizbeach, the whole process, procedure of Hagasha, which we're going to speak about, Beglal Etzin. The Michas Kahanim and Michas Aymer come independently, whereas when we speak about the Michas Nesachim, the Michas Nesachim only comes along with the carbon. It doesn't have its own independent identity. Ask the Gemara Ad Rabba. We can make a counter argument, the Michas Nesachim have a ribuye, that the Michas Nesachim should have to have Levina, just like the Michas Aymer. Both of them are Michas Tzibur. The Tzibur brings the Lechem Aponim. And same, the Michas and Nesachim both are brought by the Tzibur when it comes with a carbon Tzibur. The Chayva, there are times that you could. You're obligated to bring the Nesachim. When you bring a carbon, that you have to bring Nesachim with it. If you bring a carbon that you have to bring, you also have to bring the Nesachim along. Itmi, the halach is the both brought betumah, because they're a carbon seber. And they're both, as we said before, because they are a carbon seber, if this man is Shabbos, it's toicha tumah. Says the Gemara, mistabra nefesh. Says the Gemara, it makes more sense to follow the word nefesh, and since this is the Michas Aymer since the Pasuk uses the word nefesh, it's going to teach us that the Michas Yachid requires Levina, and it comes to exclude Michas Nesachim, which comes from the Tzibur. It says the more we learned further, Mincha, the Rabbis Michas Shmini Levina, that the mincha that was brought on the eighth day of the Shemana Shemei Meluim had to have levoina. But ask the Gemara, maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach us, haitzi, that is coming to exclude. So I saw that the Sefer Karvin Aaron asks, why would we say when the Torah adds a word mincha, it means to exclude? So he says, the way we'd learn is as follows. We learned earlier when we learned the Braisa. The Braisa said mincha comes to teach us that mincha shmini requires levoina, and he comes to exclude the shtei alechem. Maybe, he says, the Gemara's question is just the opposite, that the word mincha is coming to teach us shtei alechem, that it requires levoina, and the word he is coming to exclude the mincha shmini. Who says to learn it the way the inclusion exclusion that way? Maybe learn it just the opposite. Says the Gemara, "Hi, Mai, I don't understand your question." Answers the Gemara, "Yeah, b'shlomo l'rabbis. If we're going to say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that the mincha shmini requires levina, because we can't learn the halacha mincha shmini from other minchas." Because the mincha shmini was a one-time event. Eli amrit lahaitzi, if we're going to say that the pasuk is coming to tell us that the mincha shmini doesn't need levana, lamali, why would we need a pasuk to teach us that? Shami daras lo yapinin, there's a rule throughout Shas that a one-time event is not learned from something that was done on a regular basis. And therefore there would be no havamina that we should have to have levana. We learned further, he, as we said, lahaitzi shtei lechem, says the Gemara Eima, maybe what the word he is coming to teach us, ask the Gemara's Lahitzi Michas Kahanim, that the Michas Kahanim don't require Shemin Levina, because the Torah never explicitly says Shemin Levina by the Michas Kahanim. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra Michas Kahanim Avalirabuye, it makes sense to say that Michas Kahanim requires Shemin Levina, Shekain Isarin, they're brought when Isarin a flower, just like the Michas Omer. They're prepared in a kli sharis. They're made out of matzah, ve'etzem, and they come because of themselves. Hagosha, they have the halach, they're not brought because of another carbon. Hagosha, they both require hagosha, ve'ishim, and they're both burnt on the mizbeach. As we've learned numerous times, we keep on saying it, the michas kahanim is completely burnt on the mizbeach, and the michas ha'omer, the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach, whereas the shtei alechem have different amount of ingredients and they're not burnt on the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make a counter argument. Shtei alechem have a leribuye. We should say it's the shtei alechem that requires shemen alam vayna, shekein tzibur. The shtei alechem is like the michas oimer that's a carbon tzibur. They're both kabanas that are chayv that we're obligated to bring. Tamya, even if the kain is tamay, we bring those kabanas. Dachel, the both kabanas that are eaten, whereas the Michas Kahanim we know is not eaten. Pigula, they both can become pigula, as we discussed earlier, because there are parts that are matter. The koimitz is matter, the rest of the carbon. Bishapsa, they both are doicha Shabbos. Matter, and they both make that things could be eaten. As we've said before, the Michas Haimer makes that we should be able to eat Chodesh. And the Michas and the Shtei Lechem means that we can bring Kabban Mincha from the Chodesh. Tanufa, they both require Tanufa. The Eretz, they both have to come from grain that it grows in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman, they both have specific time when they're brought. The Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. The Shtei Lechem is brought on Shavuos. Chodesh, and they both are involved, as we just explained, in Hilchis Chodosh. And at the end, says the Gemara, Vahani Nefishim, there's much more similarity between the Shtei Alechem and the Minchas Omer versus the Michas Kahanim and the Michas Omer. So why are we saying that the Shtei Alechem doesn't have Shemin Levina and the Michas Kahanim does? We should maybe say the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra Nefesh. Since the Torah says the word Nefesh by Michas Kahanim, from that we learned that it's treated like all minchas that are brought by a yachid, and a mincha that's brought by a yachid then the halacha is that is requires shemen alavina. Chazanish has an interesting question. The Gemara just said that we're talking about carbon tzibur. And the question is, if the Chazanish discusses, can it be, can a carbon tzibur be subject to pigel? And Rav Dov Lando Shlita brings a raya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara just said that the Michas Oimer is a carbon tzibur, obviously. And the Gemara just said that it's subject to Hilchos Pigel. So we see that even a carbon, we see from here that even a carbon tzibur can be subject, says Rav Landa Shlita, to Halachas of Pigel. Teaches us the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that the Michas Chayta doesn't have no Shemen nor Levina. Says the Mishnah, Chayiv al Shemen Fnei Atzmai. If you have this carbon mincha that doesn't have shemen placed on it, and you put shemen on it, v'chayiv, even though you didn't put on levina, v'chayiv al levina for that. Similarly, if you put on levina, even though you didn't put on shemen, v'chayiv for that aveira. As the Karen Ayer explains, one would have thought that even though there's two separate lavin, the Torah says layosim ala shemen, v'layiten ala levina, two separate lavin, maybe the reason the Torah separated the two lavin, as we're going to be discussing later, because there are different amounts of shemen and different amounts of levina that you are over the lav. But maybe what the Torah meant to say is that you only will get malchus if you put on shemen and levina, each one separately, not. So teaches us the Mishnah that the achayiv for each one separately. The Marie Kukas has another way of explaining this Mishnah. He explains that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that we have an issur to put on shemen, and we have an issur to put on levina. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is that it doesn't make a difference which one you did first and which one you did second, you're going to be chayiv. Nosan lam shemen, if you put on the carbon mincha shemen, the halacha is, then you disqualify the carbon. It can't be fixed, so to speak. Levina, but you put on levina, you could just pick up the levina. Nos and shemen al shirah, we know that the shiraim of the carbon mincha, which after the kamitz are eaten by the kohanim, teaches us the Mishnah. Nos and shemen al shirah, a shemen was put on top of the shirayim, ain't over below to say. Nosan kli agab kli, if you have a keli that has shemen on it, and you put it on top of another keli that has in it the minchas chayta, which is not supposed to have shemen, that loy paslua, that will not be paslit. So our Mishnah says that if you put shirayim, you put oil on the shirayim, you're not over the lav. But the minchas chinuch says that what does the Mishnah mean to say? That the Mishnah means to say that the lav of putting on shemen, layita la shemen, will not be applicable. But it's usur to do so. Why is it usur to do so? Because the Sfasemis explains, and we've learned this concept many times in a Masechta, that why indeed is there no shemen and levina on the Mechischeita? Because the Gemara said, shloi kabana mahudar, we don't want a carbon that was brought by somebody who did an aveira to be nice. If that's the case, so then we don't want it to be nice. Every part of the carbon is part of the carbon. The shirayim, which are eaten by the kohanim, is part of the kapara of the carbon. And if this carbon affects its kapara, specifically with no shemen, shloi yikabana mahudar, that's why it should not have shemen. That's one explanation that I saw where we, even though it's not what the pasuk says, where the halacha teaches us that it shouldn't have, why it shouldn't, the halacha still is, it shouldn't l'chatchila have shemen. Another explanation I saw, a simple explanation, where we for sure know, the pasuk is telling it us openly, that you're not allowed to put shemen on the part that's putting on the mizbeach. And therefore, it's inappropriate that the part that goes to the mizbeach has no shemen. and the part that's going to go to the Kohanim is allowed to have shemen, that's not a reasonable situation. And therefore, the Rishonim, the Michas Chinuchin, as he quotes, Rishonim say, Rambam, you don't put on shemen. There's no law for putting on shemen, but you put it on shemen. However, the Sefer Zevach Toida disagrees. And he says, what our Mishnah says doesn't just mean that there's no law, that there's a halacha, that you're allowed to put shemen on the shrayim. And the way I saw that there are mefarshim that explain this machloikis, this machloikis is really connected to another question. We've often discussed in our shir that when you bring a carbon, when you eat a carbon, it's supposed to be lemoshcha, kederech shemalochim oichlam, like king in a very significant manner. But the question is, does that apply to the carbon mincha, or does it only apply to carbonas that are brought from animals? And that could very much be what is the discussion of our Gemara. The discussion of our Gemara, of this Machlokes Rishonim. If you hold that even a Karban Mincha has a din of Lamashka, so then you want to put oil on the pot that's going to be eaten by the Kohanim so that we can fulfill Lamashka. But if there is no din Lamashka on a Karban Mincha, and therefore, and as we just gave many reasons why it would make sense not to put shemen on the shrayim, then the halacha would be, don't put shemen on the shrayim. Certainly, lechatchila. The Gemara begins the Gemara. The pasuk says, as we just learned, regarding the minchas chayta, lo yosma la shemen, v'leiten la levayna ki chatasi. Tanar abonin. The pasuk says, lo yosma la shemen, vim som, if somebody did put shemen on it, pasul, the mincha becomes disqualified. Yochel yolita la levayna. So since the Torah also says a lav of layitin and levayna, we would say the same, im nosan pasul, if you put levayna on, it makes the pasul. Tamalami kichatas. Even if you put on levayna, kichatas, it's still considered a proper carbon minchas chayta. Yochel af b'shemen. So we think so too is the halacha by the shemen. It's still going to be kosher. Tamalayma chatas hi. Only by the levayna does it remain kosher, not by the shemen. Ask the b'raiso, mari yisa lifso b'shemen l'achshe b'levayna. Why are we saying that the shemen disqualifies and the levayna does not? Says the Gemara, machshini b'shemen, paisani b'shemen, the shemen disqualifies she'efshe l'loktoi. Once you put the shemen on the in the carbon milk, it gets absorbed and it cannot be taken off. Machshani b'levayna, she'efshe l'loktoi, it's something that could be corrected. The Achronim indicate that even though we're saying that the levayna is not something that can't be corrected, we can remove the levayna, it's only going to be kosher once we take the levayna off. But as long as the levayna is on, then the mincha is possible. Moreover, says the Michas Chinuch, that as soon as you put the levayna on, you're over the lav. The lav you're over for putting on the levayna. The only difference is that the levayna can be removed and you could save the karban mincha and the shemen cannot. The Malbim says that if the levayna was on the mincha when you did the kamitza and you did not, and afterwards you remove it, even though at the moment of kamitza the levayna was there, since there was no levayna on the kaimitz, and since ultimately you took it off, it will still be a kosher karban mincha. The Taras HaKadosh and the Kutei Halachos disagree. And their opinion is that if it was on the Karban Mincha at the time of Kemitza, even though if it's ultimately taken off, it is, if at the time of Kemitza it was there, it's possible. Says the, so many Achroim want to suggest that just like Al Gemara is saying that you could take off the Levayna and the Karban Mincha becomes kosher, so too the Halachi is, what will be if somehow what you'll do is you'll take the flour, you put on oil, and then you put on and you had flour, you put oil, but the oil didn't spread all over, and that part of that portion of flour that got combined with oil, you'll take it out and you put in a new flour. So that's a machloikis ha'achroinim, if that would be kosher, or when the Mishnah, when the Gemara that we just learned says that when you put oil, it becomes pasul, it means that it can never become kosher under any circumstances. Continues the Gemara, Boy, Rabbi Bar Avchunim, Rabbi Yochanan, Nasa Levana Shkuka. We put on the Karban Mincha, Levana Shkuka. Levana Shkuka is ground Levana, that you can't get it off. Mau. So now the Gemara delves into why we've been saying that if you put on Levana, it could still be kosher. Is it because the Efshel Lachta, because we could take the Levana off? But in this situation, V'ha Loi Efshel Lachta, we can't get the Levana off, and that's why this Mincha will pasul. Adama, what differentiates the Shemen from the Levana? B'shem D'Loi Mivla. Unlike the oil, which gets absorbed into the Karban Mincha, this doesn't get absorbed into the Karban Mincha, this Levina, and therefore Loi Mivla doesn't make the Karban Mincha pasul. Tashma, says the Gemara, we learned in the Brice, so we learned in the Mishnah, Levina Yukalenu. So isn't that clearly an indication that the only reason the carbon could still be kosher is because I could take the Levina off. But if I can't take it, if I can't take the Levina off, then there's nothing to be done to say, there's nothing to be done to save this Karban Mincha. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily the correct way of learning the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, maybe the way to understand the Mishnah is Nilma Chad Vahad Kama. Chada Lai Mivla, Levina does not disqualify the Karban Mincha because it doesn't get absorbed. And furthermore, there's another reason to be lenient to Yiluktena. But if that's the way we're going to learn the Mishnah, then Levina, even if it can't and isn't taken off, it still won't disqualify the Karban Mincha. Tashma, the Braisa says, clearly we learned in the Braisa, Machshani b'Levina, Levina that was put on the Karban Mincha is still kosher, Shef Shel Lakta. So isn't this, again, an indication, only if you could take it off? Again, says the Gemara, maybe the way to understand the Braisa is Chanam b'Chad V'Oid Kamer. Number one, because it's not absorbed, and number two, because it can be taken off. But as long as it's not absorbed, even though it can't be taken off, it'll still be kosher. Says my havelah, what is the halacha? Says the Ma'ar of Nachmi Yisrael, Tanya, Minchas Chayta, Minchas Kanaz, Shnos La Levayna, Malakit Es Levayna, V'Kshera. The halacha dictates that we should take off the Levayna. Vim Ad Shaloi Liket Levanasa. And before you take off the Levayna, Chishvala, you had a Machshavis Psol, Bain Chutzlos Manoi, no matter what type of machshava you had, a machshava that you're going to eat it past the right time, the shirayim, Bain Chutz Mekomi, you're going to eat it outside of the Azara, Karban Minchas Kodesh Gadoshim, and may only be eaten the Azara, Pasul. Vain by Karas, there's no Karas. Because since this carbon had a psul on it, it had another psul that had Levine on it, and we learned many times in our shiurim that a carbon cannot become full-fledged pigle. A carbon cannot become full-fledged pigle if it has another disqualification. And therefore, having these machshavas will make the carbon possible, but there's no chorus. However, if after you took off the levana you had this machshava, there the halach is, if it was chutz mekayim possible and be chorus, so we see from here that only when it's taken off is the carbon a kosher carbon. If it wasn't taken off, it's still possible. So clearly indicating that the carbon with Levina on it is going to be possible. The Tavipach asked the Gemara, as long as the Levina is on the Mincha, it can be considered that there's oil on it. And if there's oil on it, it's a pasul carbon. For my pasul machshava, why will it become pasul? Dochihu, at that point, it's disqualified. And something that's disqualified can't become pasul because of a bad machshava. Amar Abai, to which the Gemara answers, Chatas Kari Echmana. The Torah, when it says, don't put on Levina, the wording of the pasuk is, V'lo yitan la Levina ki chatasi. So we learn that even though it has the Levina, which is a disqualifying event, it's still considered a chatos. what is meant by saying it's still considered a chatos, that it could become possible by a wrong machshava. Rava has a different way of explaining this brisa. He says, Hamani, who's the tan of this brisa? Chanan amitzrihi, t'lesle d'chuyin. He doesn't hold that something that was disqualified, he doesn't hold the concept of dachi. And he says that he doesn't agree that something that was disqualified, it becomes, does it or does it not get kosher again. The Tanya, Chana Mitzri Omer, Chana Mitzri Toyos by Yom Kippur, where we bring two seirim, Echel Hashem v'Echel Azazel. And he teaches us that the Saul Azazel died after we did Shechita on the Saul Hashem, Adam B'Kais, and we already have the dam of the Saul Hashem in a cup ready for Zrik's dam. We don't say, well, now we don't have the Saul Azazel anymore, and that disqualifies the Saul Hashem. Maybe Chaver Shloba Agrola, just bring another animal for the Saul Azazel, or Mezavikli. So we see from here that he doesn't hold that something becomes disqualified because there's currently something disqualifying it. We'll take away the disqualifying event and it becomes kosher again. Rav Asher Amar, Kol Shebiyodai, even the mandama that holds that something that disqualifies is a disqualifying event, but if it's something that I could correct, lo havidachi. And therefore, since you could take off the Levina, it's not considered disqualified. Amar Rav Avya, Adik Vaseid Rav Ashi, Mistabra, the man shamed like this, like the Chuyin. Who's the man that holds of the Sfor of Dichu in Shas? Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Tan, again, the case that we just discussed. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, he brought the Saul Hashem, and all the blood got spilled out, but you still have the Saul Azazel, Yomus HaMishtalech, you have to let the Mishtalech that became disqualified, remain disqualified. Even though now we could correct it by bringing a new Saul Hashem. Vice versa, Mesa Mishtaleach, the Saul HaZazel died, and you have the cup of blood from the Saul Hashem, Yishafach Adam. So we see that he subscribes to the concept of Dochui, to the degree that if it's Dochui, it can't be corrected. However, Ve'el HaHechel B'Yadoi, where it's in your control to correct it, he doesn't hold of the concept of Dochui. Because Tanya, we learned regarding the Korban Pesach, the halacha is that the Korban Pesach, we eat all the meat, but there has to be Zrik Sadam on the blood of the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara Masech Sochim discusses that it's Erev Pesach, it's very busy in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a concern that maybe some of the blood that was supposed to be spritzed didn't make it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so as Rabbi Yehuda say, what we should do is, after all the blood, they closed up all of the drains in the Azara. They took a cup, Mol Medama Terovis, a cup of blood that was there, and pour it on the Mizbech, the Zarkas Rika Achas Kenegre Yisoid. So now let's think about it. While the dam was on the floor, it was disqualified. What happened here? That after it was on the floor and became disqualified, you pick it up, and do Zrik Sadam, and it makes the carbon kosher. So we see that even though Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the concept of Dachi, he does not agree to the concern of Dachi where it's correctable. That's why by the Levain it's correctable, but the Karban Pesach it's correctable, and that's why he doesn't hold that just because it was at a certain point not good, it remains that way forever.